Hello and welcome to News 24 On Air, our live audio service. I'm Mihlali Ntsabo. Police are still searching for missing 6-year-old girl Jocelyn Smith from Saldanha Bay. The 6-year-old mysteriously disappeared while playing with neighbours outside a home in Middelbloss informal settlement. The community of Saldanha Bay have been aiding in efforts to try and find her, with many hoping she is still alive. To give us the latest on the case, Lisa Lee Solomons, a Cape Town Metro reporter, joins us now on the line. Lisa Lee, thank you so much for joining us. Firstly, what do we know about Jocelyn's disappearance?
Hi, Miss Ali. Thank you so much for having me. So what we know so far is that on Monday, Jocelyn did not go to school because she had told her mom, Kelly, that she was not feeling well. And, you know, she wasn't just really looking, wanted to go to school because of her not feeling, you know, how she normally feels when she goes to school. And then her mom decided that, okay, she's going to stay at home. And she's then asked the boyfriend to keep an eye out for her while she's at home for the duration of the day, because the mom could not stay at home because obviously she had a job and she couldn't take off a day's work, you know, just to look after her child. So she then asked the boyfriend to keep an eye out for her. What we also now know is that on Monday, you know, when she had come home from work, she was not able, she did not find Jocelyn anywhere. She then asked the boyfriend, you know, where Jocelyn is. He said the last time he saw Jocelyn was when she was outside playing with a friend who is the neighbor's children. Kelly, you know, said that she's always allowed a child to play outside with the neighbors because it's a safe space and everybody knows each other in that informal settlement. But that specific Monday, there was no sign of Kelly, of Jocelyn at all.
And do we know what Jocelyn was wearing the last time she was seen?
So according to the police, she was last wearing a light blue t-shirt and a light blue denim shorts. Her mom then also said that she had her slippers on, that she loved wearing, and she had a pair of blue slip-ins on also on the day that she had disappeared.
Lisa Lee, you mentioned that, you know, the area, Middelbloss informal settlement, is a very safe area. So this is very uncommon for a child to just mysteriously go missing.
Absolutely. So on Thursday, I was in the area, you know, just to go and see, you know, what is happening in the area, because we understood that police have been continuing their search since Jocelyn was reported missing on Tuesday by her mom. So when we got to the scene on Thursday morning, we found so many residents, you know, that have come out in the numbers to try and see where the child is, to help find looking. I mean, they actually literally just were all over with police. Wherever police went in the different streets that's in Saldanha Bay, they found absolutely nothing, which was quite alarming, because for the residents that were talking to me, they said to me that this is uncommon. It's unusual for a child to just disappear without a trace. And they are so incredibly worried about this. And it's just to see the worry and hear the concerns that these residents have regarding the child. I mean, yesterday I actually just, you know, was quite taken aback when I heard one parent in the very large group of protests that came out, and she was just literally with her hands folded and said, you know, we have to find this child because it's just not normal for the child to just disappear and nobody has seen her. And they have been pleading with police. I mean, police have been so welcoming in, you know, just helping these residents find this child. And police have been an absolute gem, the residents said, regarding this continuing search of Jocelyn. Any small lead, Mishlali, that they give to the police, I mean, I've seen it. Any small lead that they give police, and just to say, maybe can we go here to this street and see what we can find, the police are so welcoming with that information. And they are calmly telling residents, you know, we are going to go and search every street to find and see what we can do regarding this job. Because, I mean, police are also feeling this, and they're feeling the concern that residents and the mother has been having since the child disappeared. Because, I mean, as you can imagine, a child disappearing, it's not okay. It's
terrifying.
A concern, and it's heartbreaking. Absolutely, it's heartbreaking to see them in this state. I mean, the mother herself, I just spoke to Kelly you know, a few minutes before I actually done this talk with you. And she says to me, Lisa Lee, you have absolutely no idea how my heart is breaking, because the last time I saw my child was on Monday, and to go 4 nights without seeing my child. I mean, where is she? You know, is she eating? Is she sleeping? I mean, I could hear the heartbreak in her voice. I mean, she tried very hard to, you know, take back, to not have a tears fall down while she was talking to me, but I can hear in that voice of hers that she's beside herself with concern as to where her child is. I mean, we must also remember, Ms. Lali, she is 6 years, Jocelyn is 6 years old.
Yes.
This child has absolutely no idea about life. I mean, her mother was saying that she's such a bubbly child. She's always speaking. So for her to have just disappeared and nobody has seen her or heard her. Yes, exactly. So she's beside herself. I mean, there's no words to express how a parent feels in a moment like this.
Right. And I can't even imagine how Jocelyn's mother is feeling right now. But as you mentioned, it sounds like she's very, very distraught. And of course, you know, as you mentioned earlier, that one can also imagine how terrified the community of Middle Bloss is, because, you know, this has never happened before. But just briefly, Alisa Lee, what's the update from the police? How far are they in the investigations to try locate the missing six-year-old?
So I must say that police have been very forthcoming with information, well, with information that they have and that are able to you know, to give the media, because obviously this case has blown throughout social media. Everybody is concerned about the whereabouts of this child. I mean, the last update that we got from police early this morning was that the search is continuing. The search has continued since Tuesday already. And yesterday, on Thursday, there was a chopper that was called in, and the K-9 search and rescue teams have also been called in to search for this child. I've seen with my own eyes that, you know, the dogs, when I was at the scene yesterday, the dogs have been going to every house within the Middle Bloss section to try and see and sniff out if they can smell the scent of Jocelyn, or if they can at least find something that's going to lead police to at least a clue or something that's going to give them, you know, that this, okay, maybe she was here. So let's maybe try this route or try another route. But they have absolutely unfortunately found nothing as of yet. This morning I spoke to the Western Cape Police spokesperson, Lieutenant Colonel Malcolm Puyer, and he explained to me that the search is still ongoing. Unfortunately, the child has not been found, and they are still continuing the search, and, you know, they are working with the community to try and find any leads that will lead to the safekeeping, because ultimately, Ms. Lali, we are all praying and hoping that this child is found safe. I mean, I'm sure that our listeners also know that crime in this country is out of hand. It's of great concern.
Absolutely.
So everybody is concerned about this child, and we are hoping, and like police are saying, every lead that they find, every possible lead that they also get from any resident, anything, they are following up with it. They also are remaining in contact with the family, and this is what also Kelly confirmed, is that she has been in constant contact with the police since the start of the disappearance of Jocelyn, and they have been keeping her abreast with as to where the investigation is right now and what they are doing. So that is where we are right now. Police are saying that the search is still continuing, but as of today, this time, Ms. Lali, she unfortunately has still not been found.
Right. And Lisa Lee, just to circle to the point where you mentioned about, you know, how concerning the crime is, not just in the Western Cape, but in this country, you know, I think also the greater conversation here, Lisa Lee, is the issue of, you know, poor police intervention in many peri-urban areas, townships, informal settlements, rural areas, and so forth. But how are residents feeling about, you know, the police's efforts in trying to find Jocelyn?
You know, that's a very good question that you're asking, because yesterday, let me tell you, Ms. Lali, the amount of police officers that descended on the Middle Bloss informal settlement, which is where Kelly and her three children live, it was absolutely mind-blowing. And they were so engaging with community members, even though they were there for a certain purpose, which is to find the child, but they were so engaging with the police, because any information that the resident walks up to them with maybe a cell phone in their hands, saying to them, can we maybe go check this street? Can we maybe go check that that street? Can we go around this river or that river? Police are writing down what the residents are saying. And then the next thing you just see, they're in the van, you know, driving to this next area. And then this fracture, this huge bunch of residents just all rally behind the police and walk with them. And it's really been wonderful to see that, you know, even in a time like this of heartbreak and just, you know, uncertainty, the police are actually really being and pulling their weight here and just actually, you know, keeping the residents abreast as to what is happening. I also overheard, you know, a conversation yesterday where a resident was standing next to a police officer and he was just very mesmerized to see, you know, that police are this nice to the residents. Because I'm sure, you know, the police don't always have a good reputation sometimes.
Yes, yes.
But yesterday, the student engaging with the residents was quite wonderful. And I heard this man saying to the officer, "I'm so grateful that you guys are here, and I'm so grateful that you guys are keeping us abreast with information here. And I'm just thankful, and we are hoping that we're just going to find the child." And the officer tapped him on the back and he said to me, "Meneer, going to find this child." So that was really, really, really wonderful to see.
Lisa Lee Solomons, Cape Town Metro reporter at News 24. And as search interventions continue, News 24 will be giving you the latest updates on the case. Thank you to Lisa Lee for joining us. That's all we have for now. Until next time, I'm Mihlali Ntsabo.